In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The only true Church of God, which is the Catholic Church, founded by our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, has always received, as Word of God, both testaments, the new one and the old one. None of them can be despised. The Jews, they do not accept the New Testament, and therefore they commit a grave mistake because they reject the accomplishment of all the promises and the prophecies that God has made to them in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we would be in a similar mistake if we did not accept the Old Testament, rejecting in this way all the testimonies given by the law and the prophets concerning the coming of Christ. For this reason, the Church always condemned all those who wanted to reject the Old Testament. They were always seen as heretics. Because the Word of God is promise and accomplishment, it is the Old and the New Testament. Everything is fulfilled in Jesus Christ our Lord, who is Himself the living Word of God. And He can be called old according to His eternal divinity. And He can be called new according to the humanity He assumed in the fullness of time to save us. So every little word of each one of the two testaments is holy and inspired by God. These words are divine, and they do not pass with time, but they remain forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, said the Lord. If we look in the Gospel for today, we will see that encounter of Jesus with 10 lepers. And the leprosy was regarded in the Old Testament as an impurity. The law of Moses says, if there is a leprosy in the skin, and the hair turned white, and the place where the leprosy appears is lower than the skin, and the rest of the flesh, it is the stroke of leprosy, and the leper shall be separated. This is what the law says. But we have to remember that for us, the law is spiritual. As St. Paul says. So we have to understand these words in a spiritual way. What the Old Testament says concerning the leprosy of the body, we have to understand as concerning the leprosy of the soul. Because leprosy is a figure of sin. So let us take a look at the two signs the Holy Scriptures give us concerning leprosy. We have two things. If the hair turned white in the wound, which signifies a sin which has been committed, repeated many and many times, in such a way that we can say the sinner got old in his vice. And that's why the scriptures talk about white hair in the wound. The sinner cannot be free from his bad habit. He falls again and again without any serious resolution to avoid sin. And this is leprosy. But the scriptures give us another sign. If the skin where the wound is appears to be lower than the rest of the skin, and it signifies the depth of the sin or its gravity, which means that any grave sin, even though it is not repeated many times, any grave sin can leave serious consequences in the soul and can be called leprosy. So the worst leprosy is this, obstination in a grave sin, which is a combination of the two signs of spiritual leprosy, time and gravity. So we have to understand that for us, sin has to be an accident, not a state. We cannot remain in a state of sin. So, allow me to say, if it is your case, whoever you may be, if you have been living a sinful life, I beg you, in the name of God Almighty, to stop, to repent, and to go to confession before it becomes too late. Do not allow the devil to fool you. Because you will have to pay for the pleasures you get, your soul and your eternity. However, some other people here may think that because they do not have grave sins, they are not concerned about spiritual leprosy. Hold on. The law of Moses continues. If there is a shining whiteness in the skin, even if it's not lower than the rest of the skin, and the hair did not turn white, he shall be separated as well for 7 days. So, my brethren, even though we may not be obstinate in committing a grave sin, each one of us has inside a stain, a spot, the shining whiteness in the skin made by our everyday misdeeds. Because we sin many times, and in so many ways, thoughts, words, and actions. Who here would say that he is free from sin? So who here would dare to say that he is not a leper? My brethren, we are all spiritual lepers and in need of divine healing, all of us. So we should say many, many times a day the prayer of the 10 lepers of the gospel. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. We needed to have the humility to understand that when we pray for the sinners, we are included. We are one of them. The sinners are not this group of people somewhere there. I am, and you are, one of them. And the Holy Scriptures continue to talk about leprosy. And it says that the lepers should be separated for 7 days. And this separation signifies our life on earth, in which we have to live far from heaven. It signifies the time that's given to us, not to be lost, but to be used to work our salvation with the grace of God. So while we have time, we need to strive for the purification of our own leprosy. until our last breath, God gives us the opportunity to convert and be saved. Until our last breath. So we have to have hope. But it doesn't mean that we have to leave this very important business of our salvation to the last moment. This life was given to us to work our salvation. So while we have breath, we needed to look for healing, for the purification of our sins. And finally, the law says what will happen in the end of the 7 days of separation. I read it to you. On the 7th day, the priest shall look upon him. And if the leprosy has disappeared, he shall be declared clean. But if the leprosy has not disappeared, he shall be condemned. On the 7th day, a priest shall look upon us. The 7th day means the last day when a priest or Lord Jesus Christ will look upon us, because he will come to judge us. And if we have used in a good way all the medicine he left for us inside his church, if we have received the sacraments, if we have prayed and asked God to be purified from our leprosy, so on the last day, he shall declare us clean, and we shall be admitted to the kingdom of heaven. However, if we were not purified from our leprosy, and it is by our own fault, because we didn't want to go to confession, because we did not try to amend our lives, so the Lord, the just judge, will have to declare us impure and banish us forever from the society of the saints. My brethren, I hope you understand that if you do not convert fully, completely, totally to God, you can find yourself banished from heaven. We can find ourselves in hell. And because I don't want it to happen, I remind you once again that we have to work on our own salvation. Because God, who created us without us, will not save us without us. So while we have breath, let us ask God for the pardon of our sins, the purification of our hearts. Let us correct our evil ways, stop our evil actions, and strive to lead a pious Christian life before it becomes too late. And by these means, we shall find mercy and eternal salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the only one that can deliver us from our leprosy. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.